producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephens, good day program from the So Be It department. What's going on here?
Hey, so be it.
I think it was pretty much as predicted, Jen. Jennifer Horn here on Good Day with me, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington in this hour of Good Day for Wednesday, the 10th of February. The Donald Trump machine works well in New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton's machine, not so well in New Hampshire, but they both said they love New Hampshire. They have so much in common, Jennifer.
Everybody loves New Hampshire.
Right, now that they're out of it.
How about it, though? You know, okay, so we can talk about Bernie and Hillary, but that's so boring.
Well, it's all of it's boring because it's the same old, same old.
Oh, I don't think all of it's boring. I loved watching President Trump last night. I'm ready to do my endorsement.
I've been
sort of tiptoeing. I haven't made it a secret. I'm stumping for Trump for sure. But watching him speak last night, especially when you put it in position with Bernie Sanders. So Bernie Sanders comes out and talks about how he wants to change the core values of the country. Mm. And then you have Donald Trump who comes out and says, oh, no, 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 no. We're going to do this right. We're going to do it the American way. We're not going to apologize. Ah, just sign me up right now, Donald.
There are a lot of people who think Donald Trump, I just was going through something that I saw on Twitter. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have a lot in common. And you know what? In a manner of speaking, they do, because they're shaking up the status quo. They both are winners, if you want to look at New Hampshire and put it in perspective. But do they represent the two ends of the country, or do they represent the middle of the country? They are, in some circumstances, diametrically opposed to one another in philosophy and their life reality. But yet, when you get right down to the brass tacks, they both are making headway because they represent thinking that gets away from the establishment, gets away from people who are dying to keep things the way they are. Most people don't want to have things the way they are because things the way they are bad. And so how do we make them better? This is where we come down to whether people can work together, whether we do have a future as America and Americans. But I will tell you, there's so much in certain parts of this country, it's like we're in a different country, in a different world. Or people, maybe it's the age thing. I don't know what it is. But when I found out yesterday that a radio station someplace in the South, and I can't remember where it is at the moment, is going to take this program off because we aired an interview with Madeleine Albright, or we talked to some people about Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, in addition to speaking about those people that you and I support. That's why I don't like to do politics on this program, because people have got their head and their ears up their butt when it comes to this sort of thing. They just don't listen.
Well,
they don't hear.
You know, people get passionate about this kind of stuff.
Passionate? This is stupidity.
Well, it's inside baseball, too, Dougie. I mean,
well,
you know, nobody, I don't know how many people are, worried. Most people in the main.
Well, you'd think that, yeah. I mean, I don't want to have Bernie Sanders as president, and you don't want to have Bernie Sanders as president, and I don't want to have Hillary as president, and you don't want to have Hillary as president, but that apparently this is what is really the sad reality, or one of the many sad realities in our country at the moment. There's no understanding or interest in working things out or working together. There's no tolerance. Now, is there something for which we should have no tolerance? Yes. The situation in Chicago, where the police officer who shot that 19-year-old, remember, he came after the policeman with a bat, but he called 911 because he was mentally upset, and he knew he was, and so he wanted some help, so he called 911. The police officer shows up, and the kid comes after him with a bat, and the guy shoots him, but he shoots him in the back. Now the officer is suing the family for his own problems, suffering trauma. He's got post-traumatic stress disorder. So I say to you that this not only is the realities of things in Chicago and other places where the police are basically out of control. Is this a signal? Does this show us or present to us one of the bottom line things where there's a disconnect in our country, where we have people who say all the police are good and we need to support them? No, that's not good thinking. This guy should never have become a police officer in the first place. It's obvious. If he can't handle the rigors of what the job presents, and that is difficult, dramatic situations like this, then he ought not to have been a police officer. So the city of Chicago is responsible for that, not him. He wanted to be a policeman. Okay, so they took him in. He shouldn't have been a policeman. What did they do about that? They send him out on the street with a gun and he shoots somebody in the back. And that's good police work?
Well, I'm not defending this particular police officer.
It's indefensible. There's no defense for it.
What I will say is that the police, in general, have a very difficult job today.
Yes, they do.
And that is because you've got everybody gunning for you. You yep. have people that are just trying to catch you and gotcha. And you go out and you try to do a good job. And then all of a sudden you try to do something that you think is right. And you've lost your whole career for it. Mm-hmm. Because someone's trying to catch you in something. And so I would imagine that the pressures are already high to be a police officer and to go out mm-hmm. there every day just without all of that. But when you add that on top of it, I mean, police officers are human beings, and there is a lot of pressure put on them when they go out every single day. Whether that makes someone crack or not, I don't know. I'm not defending this guy, but there is just a tremendous amount of stress when you go out every day now.
Yeah, there is. So you have to be able to handle it. Excuse me, you need to be tested every year for your ability to handle it, the same as you need to go through a physical. You have to go through a physical, make sure your body can handle it.
I think that's a great idea.
You need to go through an emotional test every year to make sure that you can psychologically handle it. And if you can't, you need to be put someplace where you can't do yourself or anybody else any harm. And that is not what's happening here. Chicago is a disgrace, not because of this, just because there are some... Do you know, there's a report that came out yesterday... It will stir, and I'm surprised, actually, I'm just sort of putting it through my mind right now, and I didn't do any research on it last night other than to know that this report about death in America and why we aren't living longer than other progressive countries has to do with three things. You know what they are?
What's that?
Cars,
mm-hmm.
guns, and food. That's why this report suggests that we in this country have stopped growing, in a sense, because of our culture with people driving cars the way they do, people having guns that ought not to have guns, and people eating the wrong kinds of food. And that's pretty much it. So you want to, and I don't know, you want to live a long, happy, healthy life, don't have a gun, don't have a car, and don't eat. Or don't eat the wrong thing.
Man, I'm ruining all three of those rules.
But the whole thing, you know what? I was thinking about Cam Newton. I didn't know who this guy was until the other day. Sore loser. Wah. Walks out of the interview after losing the Super Bowl. Losing, as Jennifer just said, is pretty tough stuff. I don't like it. She doesn't like it. You don't like it. Especially in this circumstance, the people are at your back. This is the same. The reason I'm bringing this up, Jennifer, is because of the same as the police officer. Cam Newton may be a great quarterback, but he shouldn't be the face of the Carolina Panthers. They should have taken him and put him in the locker room.
Well, what I have a problem with is he's the face of the NFL. He was the NFL's MVP.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the face of your team, okay, great. Mm. You're the face of the entire National Football League. You know, even if you're sad about losing, which we all are, believe me, I hate losing. I can't stand it. I only like to win. I mean, who doesn't? Who likes to lose? Nobody does. But when you do, you kind of have to be gracious about it, you know?
Right. So, and as a matter of fact, he actually called himself a sore loser.
Yeah.
And kind of wearing it with pride.
It has to be. I mean, at some point, you're going to get embarrassed about your behavior. Mm-hmm. At some point, that's going to kick in.
Well, this irritates a lot of people. And parents who are trying to come up with some semblance of order. I would ask Rich this if his son was paying attention to it. First of all, you know what I feel about football and playing. These people are not leaders in a sense. The sportsmanlike conduct or not. The kid that grabbed the other face mask and ripped him around could have broken his neck. That kind of stuff. But is losing a rehearsal for winning, or is it a rehearsal for whining? Which is it? In this circumstance, these people came in second best in a category that's very challenging. And if I were a member of the Carolina team, I may not have liked the way the game turned out, but man, I'd be thinking, we're the second team, and look at all the other ones that are behind us.
Do you want to hear an interesting twist on why Cam Newton could have been even more upset?
Why?
And it has to do with tax laws in California. Do you know he actually paid to lose in the Super Bowl?
How do you mean?
I guess because he played the Super Bowl in California, he's subject to
the taxes.
Of California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So had he won, he's in such a high tax bracket that had he won, he would have his, because you get more for winning than you do for losing. Your cut of the Super Bowl win is more if you win. So if he had won, he would have made, I think he would have cleared like maybe $900. Because he lost, he had to pay $50,000.
What? Let's try that one again.
Okay. He actually had to. I guess he makes so much. I mean, you get taxed so much that he actually lost money for playing in the Super Bowl.
Isn't that crazy? When you go back around to politics and what Bernie Sanders wants to do, it just doesn't work. And people, Kara, do you understand? I don't know. I haven't really gotten down to the roots with you about Bernie Sanders.
Kara's our staff millennial, even though she hates when we say that. Don't hit me.
All right. So don't say it then. But she's a young person who has thoughts,
she's in
ideas,
that generation.
And intelligence. So I like
of
to
course.
Ask her
yeah.
those questions because I want to get her point of view. There are a lot of other people listening who are her age, and maybe she'll become a hero for them. Who knows?
She's a hero.
But in terms of the policies of Bernie Sanders and what he says about the rich and spreading the wealth around, do you buy into that?
Well, you know, plenty of things that he says would be nice, but do I think they're possible? No, not really.
Well, nice, yeah, but are they fair?
Nice as in like, if college was free, that would be great. I would go back to college and get another degree. But are they fair? No, not really. It's really easy to say, you know, oh, look at all these rich people, give me your money, but... No, I don't think it's fair.
Well, the other side of it is, do you appreciate something like that if you don't pay? It's like getting a free car. Do you take care of it as well as if you're paying for it yourself as you're going along? I think that's sort of a reflective thought. Thank you. 20 after, this is a good day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Be
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Good day program. Steve Harvey is in my side. I was just looking at the stuff from the late night shows, Jennifer. It's just all about New Hampshire. It's boring.
And you love Steve Harvey.
I mean, you're kind of in a one-sided bromance with Steve Harvey. Well, he'd like me if he knew me.
Right, well.
Because to know me is to love.
I probably
love,
wouldn't sing to him. That would make him love you more.
Love me. Yes, I do. Here from his daytime talk program, he jokes with one of the members of the audience about changing her mind.
I actually do not believe in Valentine's Day. And I just feel like it's so commercialized and it's just all about materialism. Well, I tell my boyfriend this every year, but he always gives me something. Mm. Well, I think I made a mistake because this year, I think he's actually going to listen to me. And not give me anything. So, at this point, if he didn't get me anything, I feel like I would be upset. I can't go back and retract what I said.
No. The beauty of it, you can go back and retract what you said. You know why? Because you're a woman. And you have the right. It's in some innate thing in your DNA that allows you to just change your mind whenever the hell you want to.
Don't we all know that?
Mm-hmm.
Who have people in our lives of the female persuasion. So let's focus on Steve Harvey, Jen, for a bit, because he's been very visible. We had him on this program a couple of weeks ago, ever since he did. Well, I find his whole story compelling. Guy lived in his car for months before he got his first job. He was trying everywhere to get an acting job. First one paid him $35,000 a week. He thought he was rich till he found out what everybody else was making. In a recent interview, he was asked about the worst answer anybody ever gave. He's the host of TV's Family Feud. This is good.
I don't know that it's aired yet. I have a copy of it that they're going to let me put on my personal website, I Am Steve Harvey. A woman answered a question, and it took 25 minutes for her to answer. The producers were mortified. They were in the truck. They were pulling their hair out. What is she doing? And it was so funny. They're going to use it. They're going to edit it down to fit into the show. But in actual time, this woman took 25 minutes to answer a question because she kept saying the same thing over and over. And I kept saying, that's what you said before. No, it's not. I said this. And all she was doing was changing her voice inflection. But she was saying the exact same thing. It got so, it was scary at first, but once you hand me that jewel of information, I had that audience. It was like being at a Richard Pryor concert. I had the audience running around in that theater screaming, laughing, man. It was one of the great moments of TV.
Here's how that round of Family Feud gets started.
We got the top four answers on the board, ladies. Here we go. Tell me another way people say mother.
Mama. Mommy.
Mommy.
And then the next two family members gave bad answers. And
Mom,
quickly.
Tell me another way people say mother.
Nanny.
Nanny. Cecilia. Name another way people say mother.
How about Nana?
Nana!
Then there's a whole different scenario when things start to fall apart on the show. And I would give you a listening note for those of you who are pulling your hair. I want more. I can't give you any more right now. I wanted to tease you with this. If you're listening to Jennifer's television report, in an hour and 15 minutes, you'll hear some more of this. How's that? 28.
How exciting.
That would be hour number, what is that? Hour number 4 on Good Day. 28 after the hour.
In the news, souping is the new juicing. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Seems juicing's out and souping's in. First, what is juicing? It's when you substitute juices for solid meals. Even though your calorie count in juicing overall is low, your blood sugar spikes high. Exactly what you don't want. Souping's meant to be better because of the veggies, less sugar, and admittedly, some fiber. Most people souping get no more than 1,400 calories total in the whole day. That's rough. That's hunger, my friend. Here's the thing. Your body quickly adapts to low calorie counts, and sporadic starvation may make losing weight harder. DCOC advice, the best way to lose weight and keep it off is eat real food, prepare it yourself at home, and throw in some portion control. The occasional meal substitution with soup is okay, but I wouldn't make a habit of it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $212, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with me on the day, on the morrow. She'll be here. She has a lifetime contract with me. She can't get out of it. It has a clause that requires...
Dadgummit.
Yeah. Right. Dadgummit. All right, so...
Dadgummit, Paul.
All right, so let's let's work our way through a couple of things quickly here.
Yeah.
The New Hampshire primary... Over, done, now they're on to
South Carolina.
Would
you like to run down real quick? Because that's probably important in case it happened while you were sleeping.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
on the Democratic side, because that's the easier one.
Mm.
Bernie Sanders won with 60% of the vote. He gets 30 delegates because it's not a winner-take-all state.
Right.
Hillary Clinton gets 9 delegates. Not too shabby. She got 38.4% of the vote. On the Republican side, Donald Trump gets 10 delegates. He got 35% of the Republican vote. John Kasich gets 3 delegates. He came in second with 15.9% of the vote.
Told
Ted Cruz.
Told you.
I know. Kasich does well in New Hampshire. I was surprised Christie didn't do better.
Yeah,
Ted Cruz was kind of the surprise of the night. He came in third, 11.6%, two delegates. And Jeb Bush gets 2 delegates with 11.1% of the vote. And then it just kind of goes out. Rubio, Christie, Fiorina, Carson, and the rest.
Yep. All right. So here are some voters in New Hampshire. Yesterday I had to go back to New Hampshire in the afternoon. And it was mind-blowing. I decided not to do the program from there yesterday morning like I had on Monday morning, but I had to go back and take care of a couple of things. So I drove up yesterday afternoon in between. I sort of sandwiched it in between two appointments. I had about 2.5 hours. It took me an hour and a half once I got off the interstate to get even into the city to find a place to park.
And hustle, huh?
You couldn't get close to that hotel. So I walked 11 blocks to the hotel to take care of my business and see who I had to see. And I was very interested. It was like a fab fest. People were chasing, what's his face? The guy's doing the NBC Night, Lester Holt, around
Lester
trying
Holt,
to get
sure.
his autograph. He's trying to do some work. He's talking to the people from NBC and MSNBC, and he can't get any work done. He and Rachel Maddow were talking about something, and then what's-his-face shows up, and they all, what's-his-face, hello, MSNBC, no, annoying. San Francisco.
MSNBC annoying San Francisco.
Yeah, he's from San Francisco. He's on, he's the face of CNN, CNBC. CNBC, good dog. MSNBC, the guy who does the, come on, he does Hardball, Chris Matthews.
Oh, Chris Matthews.
Yeah, right, okay. So he's on the phone, yeah.
I didn't know you were going at him.
And they're all, one, they're autographs of these people. Like they
that's
were,
the weird thing about yeah. journalism, people that become famous because yeah. then they're like they're trying
they
to cover the news, but they're a star, you
yeah,
know. So.
Right. Well, the people want to touch people that other, you know, people sort of look up to, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Anyway, so I was on the street, and there were reporters on every single corner with television cameras, with microphones. Here are some of the voters explaining why they supported Bernie.
I think he's a real person. He is out there for the people, not just himself.
Bernie's got the right message. His view of Wall Street, that it's corrupt.
You know, I was pretty well set with Bernie from the beginning. And I think a lot of that for me was just the passion he brings to the issues like income equality.
Yeah.
This
okay.
is going to hurt when it comes out of my mouth. I would rather see Hillary Clinton be president than Bernie Sanders.
I think
oh, my God. It's like heartburn.
Well, but
and let me tell you.
I'll give you some for that. I've got some if you want me to send it over.
She is no prize. The woman drives me crazy. I think she has blood on her hands. I think she's a liar and a cheat. And she probably belongs in lockup. But Bernie Sanders, watching him address his winner, his crowd yesterday. Here's the thing. I've heard him talk about Wall Street being evil, and I've heard him talk about free college.
Well, Wall Street is. There are people that Wall Street isn't evil, but the people, some of the people there, go see The Big Short. That's a good example of what happened.
Okay,
he's
so
right
all of
about
that.
What happened in 2008. He's right.
What I got so annoyed with, though, because I haven't.
But to give away everything?
It's not even that. It's the fact that he said America should be ashamed of itself for being so rich when the rest of the world is so poor. And when you start getting into, not only, we're already apologizing for being great in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we start thinking we need to give away money to the rest of the world, check, please. I'm out of here. Nope. Sorry. You can try to convince me to give free college to some hippies.
My sister had me to dinner.
But don't talk to me about the rest of the world.
I had a meeting in town last night and I came home. My sister wanted me to stop and have dinner. She loves Bernie. And this is a woman who grew up and has voted Republican. Her husband's a very conservative Republican. And she's always voted Republican. But she says, I love Bernie. I said, why do you like Bernie? Well, because he's saying things that need to be said. Yeah, he is. But you want redistribution. She and her husband are well off. You want more tax? You want to pay more taxes? How's that going to set with you? How are you going to function the rest of your life? Because things, the way they live things, they don't have money in the bank, but they still, you know, would be hurt by this. Not as badly as Cam Newton would be hurt. I need to fast forward to this for just a second because I'm reading the behind-the-scenes story of what not only Cam Newton had to play, but anybody in California. This is why Bernie Sanders' message is wrong. Because under the circumstances, here, I mean, you can say what you want to about Cam Newton. He's a wah, wah, wah. But in this case, it's a thankless task because in spending, he, if you look at the math, the consolation for somebody like him, a professional athlete, when the tax bill comes in California, Forbes crunched the numbers and calculated how much Cam Newton would have to pay of his bonus money, regardless of how the game came out. And it's obscene. California got $159,000 out of him.
Mm-hmm.
$159,000.
$159,000,
whether he wins or loses. So, it continues, when you look at this, 99% of his Super Bowl earnings, because of the laws in California, go to the state. How can you live, how can you justify, how can you be proud of that kind of a scenario? It just shows you how badly out of control California is, and that's the way a lot of other states are going. New York's just as bad. People say Massachusetts is bad. Massachusetts is not a bad tax state, actually. Not as good as New Hampshire and Florida or Delaware or Nevada, but it's not anywhere near as bad as New York. New York is obscene. California is worse than obscene. And so the fact that I spent some time there, thank heavens I'm not a resident of California, but I will tell you something. This is really, when you get right down to brass tacks, this is what will ruin this country. Because there's no incentive for you to be a superstar, whether you're in business, whatever your field. Why should you be a superstar if everybody's going to pay? Yeah. You know, everybody's going to get the same. I don't care. I'm not going to. I have no reason.
Everybody's going to do the same. Why push yourself?
Right.
If it's all going to be the same. Why, you know, and then we don't develop leaders anymore. Then we become just the rest of the schlubs like everybody else.
Yeah, we become Spain. You know, that's what we become. We become Spain.
A nice place to visit.
Yeah. Okay. So now here's another example. Let me just push this a little bit more against the wall. The new SAT exams are ready. This is the time of year when students who are applying to college take the Scholastic Aptitude Test. They have new, harder questions.
Uh-oh.
And some of the experts who are looking at this say this is going to become almost impossible, especially based on the way we're teaching kids to just learn for tests. So there's no thinking things through. Listen to this question. Ready? Jennifer, not ready.
Yes, I was sneezing.
Right?
I'm ready.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. I didn't want to sneeze in your ear.
Here's Armand, who sent M text messages each hour for 5 hours, and Tyrone sent P text messages each hour for 4 hours. Which of the following represents the total number of messages sent by Armand and Tyrone? 9 MP, 20 MP, 5M plus 4P, 4M plus 5P. Do you even understand what that question is? Nikara, do you understand that question? You're a more recent college graduate than Jennifer and me.
Yeah, I mean, I know what it's asking. They just want you to put an equation together. But would I want to answer it? Am I glad I don't have to take the SATs anymore? Yes.
Yes.
All right, here's another one.
I think it's just cute when they try to make themselves relevant, and they sound so not relevant by doing that.
Kathy is a repair technician for a phone company. Each week, she receives a batch of phones that need repairs. The number of phones that she has left to fix at the end of each day can be estimated with the equation P equals 108 minus 23D, where P is the number of phones left and D is the number of days she's worked that week. What's the meaning of the value 108 in this equation? You may not use a calculator for this question. Really? Then I'm skimming and going to the next question.
I'll only use calculators. Thank you.
Here's the next question. Again, what Jennifer just said is so true. They're trying to make themselves relevant. Let's see. A pediatrician uses the model H equals 3A plus 28.6 to estimate the height of a boy in inches in terms of the boy's age, A, in years between the ages of 2 and 5. Based on the model, what's the estimated increase in inches of a boy's height each year? You may not use a calculator. Is it 3, 5.7, 9.5, 14.3?
E, who cares? Can we bubble in that?
A food truck sells salads for $6.50 each and drinks for $2. The food truck's revenue from selling a total of 209 salads and drinks was $836.50. How many salads were sold that day?
You know what? See, that's the one I understand. I love money questions. The rest of them, like the rest of the word problems, remember the train?
Oh. Yeah, I remember. So you want to figure that one out?
No, not right now. But I do, that one I can figure out. The rest of them might be like, what?
So who can do this stuff now? The kids can't even do it. But yet this is what. And so once you pass this, you'll get Bernie Sanders to pay for your college. You can go to college free if you can figure that out. I'll pay for you to go to college.
Why even need a test? You know, if college is free and everybody should go, let's just let them in.
Right.
Take away the SAT.
Everything's free. Free! And then you have no appreciation of it whatsoever.
Yep.
Means nothing.
It.
Everything's free. So, all right. My sister and I are going to cancel each other's vote out.
Good. You better make sure you cast that vote.
Well,
I'm telling
first,
you.
I thought Bernie Sanders had some things. There's an interesting piece of audio that I'm going to play in the next hour from Stephen Colbert, who talked to Bill O'Reilly Well, Riley thinks that Trump and Bernie Sanders are pretty much the same person. I'm interested to hear that. It's 45 past the hour. Let me help you start your day off the right way with Neo 40. You've heard me talk about Super Beats for the past year. February is Heart Health Month. So let's get at it, Jennifer. Let's do the best we can for ourselves and for our listeners even better. 24 million people a day are doing the Neo 40 Daily Tabs thing. Probably you may not know it because you haven't asked your friends, but I bet if you did a poll, as to who's taking this, you'd find a lot of people are onto this because they've understood the superfood powder that is Super Beets. That's one aspect of this. Super Beets comes in a powder form. Take a teaspoon, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water. Drink it in the afternoon or before you're doing a workout or taking a lot of exercise or when you're feeling groggy. And within 15, 20 minutes, you're going to feel super because it opens up the Super Beets, the property, the nitrates, nitric oxide, opens up your arteries so blood can get to your muscles and to your brain and all of your organs all over your body, in fact. And so you can do that every day. But the Neo 40 thing is great when you start the day. Instead of having a big cup of coffee or a monster drink or whatever some people do, you take Neo 40's capsule, put it in your mouth. It's immediately dissolved and then is absorbed immediately into your system. So within 60, 90 seconds, whoa, let's go! Ready for work, ready to use our brain, ready to be our best. That's what Neo 40 is all about. It's all natural from top to bottom. All natural dietary nitrates in Super Beets, sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost your circulation, support healthy blood pressure, all done naturally. You're pretty excited about this now that you've heard me tell the story, right? So go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Or call 800-655-4183 and get your Super Beets and your Neo 40. 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183 for this marvelous, marvelous product. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Millions of us are going to send or give flowers to someone for Valentine's Day. Sometimes the hardest part is what to say in that note. Hannah Brencher, founder of a global initiative, The World Needs More Love Letters, partners with Teleflora this Valentine's Day to help coach America on the art of penning a love note for your Valentine.
The simple gesture of writing a love note is powerful and has motivated, inspired, and uplifted hundreds and thousands of people. However, finding the right words of expression for those we love, whether it's your husband, your girlfriend, mother, or friend, can be really difficult. For 1 week, February 3rd through the 12th, the folks at Teleflora are unveiling a free new service, the Teleflora Love Note Concierge. Simply call 844-IT-IS-LOVE, and a team of professional love note experts will be on call to help you write a loving sentiment that celebrates that one-of-a-kind love in your life.
Win the heart of your Valentine by sending Teleflora flowers and a love note. Call 844-IT-IS-LOVE and share your one-of-a-kind love at #WhatIsLove.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tech Talk Time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. President Obama has signed two executive orders on cybersecurity, Jen. President put into place a structure to fortify the government's defenses against cyber attacks, protect the personal information the government keeps about you and me. This is the same day the president sent to Congress a budget of $4 trillion. $19 billion is for information technology upgrades and other cyber initiatives. Are we going to be ahead of the bad guys?
Well,
well,
try.
Yes, it's trying, that's for sure. All right, more consumer technology information in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Pile die with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. there's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center. With Epiphone electric guitars for just $99. A Simmons 5-piece electronic drum set for just $399. Or a complete Ion PA system for just $149. You can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
56 past the hour. I went to Guitar Center yesterday with Bob and bought a new, really fancy microphone, Jennifer.
Really?
How's it sound?
That's why you sound so nice
today. Must be how I sounded so nice today. They have a lot of things.
Look at your microphone.
Yeah, hey, gang, it's the dagger on the mic. Yeah. Sales have yet to catch up to the chatter about smart home appliances connected to mobile devices. We've been talking a lot about this year, I think. Global survey suggests that 47% cite security and privacy concerns in terms of using this or adopting it. It is, if you're, let's say I'm in California and I want to turn the heat up in my house on the farm in Massachusetts, I can have an app.
Sure.
Does that.
Smart home, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the smart home is all about. Would you like to have something like that? Does it make easy or what is this?
No, you know, I've actually been looking into doing this because if you remember a few months ago, I had a homeless lady trying to switch over my patio.
I remember that vividly, yes.
And so, you know, my dad and I have been looking at putting up cameras and such. Really? You can put security cameras around your house. You can turn the lights on ahead of you coming home.
Yep.
I mean, that kind of stuff would be pretty invaluable, I think, to someone like me who comes home and doesn't want to come home into a dark house,
right.
You know?
Yeah, right. Yep. I think that makes good sense. Cell phone only homes. Nearly half of our country are now using only cell phone service.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have friends who have kids who don't have real phones in their home just because they have. Yeah, cell
phones. Because they have so many different phone numbers because all the children have their own cell phones?
I'm going to actually say most of my social circle doesn't have a home phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie, have you got a home phone or you just have a cell phone?
I just have a cell phone, but I'm living in an apartment, so it doesn't seem to make that much sense to get a home phone.
Right. 14% of households in our country with a broadband connection are expected to add an over-the-top media device by the middle of the year. Most of the folks say they're looking for simple, uninterrupted experiences from either a basic or premium device. So what will that do to your business at CRN Digital? Jennifer, does that affect that kind of stuff?
No, not too much. Uh-huh.
State and federal law enforcement agencies uncovered criminal rings that fraudulently get smartphones in the U.S. on the cheap and sell them overseas, especially in the Middle East, at a huge profit because you can't get these things. What I want to know is how they get service. If they're not offering the phones, then how do these people that get the black market phones get service? Any idea? Isn't that the question? Okay, you can't have cell phones. We don't have any. Well, they don't say.
A lot of times they buy those burner cell phones, though, those temporary ones.
Yeah, but how do they get service? But they have to
All you do is you go into 7-Eleven and pay $50, and you can.
Yeah, but don't you have to have a cell phone tower nearby to make it work?
I guess, yeah.
59 after. Good day.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.